Talk about that, jobs.
Yeah, let's talk about that four-letter word, the most critical word in economics and politics right now. And every Thursday morning, we talk about the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. And it's been fairly stable lately. It's been down below 500,000, but it's still a troublesome number. This morning, we were expecting 450,000 claims for last week, and it came in at 465. It was 450 last week originally, then they revised it upward about 453. So it's an increase of 12,000. So it's not a terrible number, but it's not a good number. The Dow futures were already down about 65 points before that number came out, and they promptly dropped about another 15 points. So the market, unless something happens radically in the next hour, is probably going to open, the Dow's going to open down about probably 80 points. Interesting, a couple things that were on CNBC this morning. Warren Buffett was on there with Becky Quick, and he disputed the claim earlier in the week. The National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, we talked about this earlier, they said that the recession officially ended in June of 2009, and we talked about that most people certainly don't feel that way. Well, Warren Buffett says, well, they use different metrics than he does. His exact words were, quote, "I think we are in a recession until real per capita GDP gets back to where it was before." Then he goes on to say, quote, "We're not going to be out of this for a while." And I realize that in the purely empirical, analytical way that economists look at it, yeah, maybe the recession ended in June of 2009, but certainly it doesn't feel that way. And here's a guy whose company controls 70 other companies, including Burlington Northern and a lot of other companies. He says it's not over. But let's talk about some good news. McDonald's raising their dividend by 11%. They say that last year, over the last 12 months, they've returned about $5 billion to their shareholders through dividends and share repurchases. They increased their dividend by double digits. It's going to bring it to a dividend yield of about 3.3%, which is really quite good. And then a bit of bad news, but something that's been expected for a long time, Blockbuster filing bankruptcy today. It's been expected. They got about $900 million in debt, no way out, as they fight Netflix and other ways that movies are now delivered. And earlier in the week, we said there were some kind of bellwether companies reporting things this week, Adobe being one of those. Adobe got hammered yesterday. They reduced their sales forecast for the rest of the year, citing, quote, slower demand from back-to-school shoppers and Japanese buyers. And their stock dropped almost 20% yesterday afternoon. And then here's something that you scratch your head and say only the government could think this way. We know that General Motors, or some people would say Government Motors, now controlled by the government, they're getting ready to have an IPO, an initial public offering, allow their stock to be issued and start trading again. And in order for the government to break even on the roughly $50 billion that GM still owes us taxpayers, the IPO price would have to be about $133.78 a share. Now, to put that in perspective, that's $39.15 a share higher than GM has ever traded at, even back when it was a healthy company decades ago. What they intend to do is to have a reverse stock split before the IPO price, because they realize that retail investors won't buy stock trading at $130-something dollars a share. So they hope to get it down to where it'll be trading in the $10 to $20 range. But, of course, they do that by diluting it and issuing more shares. So $133.78 just to get our money back from General Motors. We'll see if that happens. And if you believe that that's going to happen, I have some swampland I'd like to sell you in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to call there, because of that. If you buy a stock at 100, and it won't be that price, as you point out, but you want it to go up. And, you know, when it's already very high, the chances of it going up may not be there.
Well, and keep in mind that when you, right now, if you own shares in Citibank and General Motors, and your partner's the federal government, and you need to think about if they're a valid partner or not.
All right, John. John, thank you for the report.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach, talking about jobs, the job report out. You can reach John by calling him at 782-2527. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and you can see John's column in the Times Record each Sunday in the business section.
Can help you fix that frown. Call for a free denture consultation. There's no obligation. Choose your smile solution from the very affordable to the very best dentures. All American made, locally by